Good morning, Auroville. Today's Thursday, 23rd of February, and this morning met a slightly foggy, a bit chilly on only 22 degrees Celsius, but the weather forecast promises overcast with a temperature ranging from low of 23 to high 30 degrees Celsius. We can expect northerly winds at 5 to 20 km per hour, shifting to the east-northeast in the afternoon. For later on, forecast says partly cloudy in the evening and overcast and fog overnight, with northerly winds at 10 to 20 km per hour. Moon is still new and illuminated on only 1%. Let us start this morning with some good news. In Unity Pavilion International Zone on 29th will be official inauguration of main hall of it. Jaya gave us a short peek into what might happen on that day. Jaya, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Next week on the 29th, it's gonna be a special day for Unity Pavilion.
Yes, we are very, very happy because the new hall, which is a kind of multi-purpose building, is finally ready, and we are going to inaugurate it with a small happening here.
Small happening means that's in afternoons with the program something, yeah?
Yeah, we are actually in the, I think we are starting in the morning just because we are preparing, and in the preparation people will come and participate, so it will be just be a nice day. If we can get it working, then the US people will have a Skype conference in the morning, which is open to all people on the American side, north to south, I think, and there will be the making of a big Flower of Life mandala. There will be some music. It'll be just a nice day, and then at 4 o'clock we have the actual opening of the hall, and that will be a very nice event. And we have made it in a kind of informal way, a little bit formal but informal, that we will have a poetry reading. We'll participate in the International Poetry Day. Through an event, we will read in multiple languages, a part of Sherbindo's poem Savitri. There will be some body movements with music. Hope that Astra will give us a little talk on human unity. And we want to have the opportunity to thank everybody who has helped over these years. It's more than 10 or 12 years we've been working to manifest this building. So, and then there will be a very, very nice international tea, where we have participation from the Koreans, from the Russians, from the Germans, and an African coffee shop with Mark and Hannah, who will be there.
Besides this festive day, the hall, what is the purpose of the main hall of Unity Pavilion?
Well, the purpose was to create a place that could that all the pavilion groups could use as they are on their way to create their own pavilions. But we have more than, well, almost 200 countries in the world, and we have two pavilions so far, Bharat Nivas and Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. So we see that it is, and for many small countries, it is not so easy to create the base quickly. So this is a place where the pavilion groups can have exhibitions, they can invite speakers, they can do events of all kinds of events.
But it's not only for pavilion groups, it's also for the groups who are seeking peace or maybe something like that, yeah?
Yeah, we are the Hall of Peace for the Peace Table of Asia, which has been placed in Auroville, that is still under construction. We hope that in a year from now it is completed. And the Unity Pavilion, it has this movement for pavilion groups, but it also has its own space of holding unity, unity in diversity. So that will be another line of activities which will be there, also with exhibitions and interactions. We have still hope to have a collaboration with, for example, the group of Rwandan students from Chidambaram on topics like truth and reconciliation, Ubuntu, etc.
Thank you. See you on 29th.
Yes, I hope I see you all here on the 29th. Everybody is very, very welcome.
Thank you. On the same day, in the Unity Pavilion between 10 to noon and between 2 to 4 p.m., we are invited to a Bulgarian Martinica workshop with Antonia Duende. Every 1st of March, Bulgarians celebrate eagerly an ancient ritual, Baba Marta, exchanging Martinica as symbol of sympathy and friendship, wishing each other health, prosperity and fortune. This small ornament is made of twined red and white threads, white for strength, purity and happiness, and red for health, vitality and plenitude. Not limited to a social class, gender or age, Martinica can be seen as well on animals, buildings and trees. They will decorate a broken branch with the Martinica and will fix it to a damaged neem tree in visitor center on 1st of March as a symbol of healing and awakening of invigorating forces of nature and strengthening of our collective aspiration. This afternoon at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 5 p.m., we are invited to a history of ancient manuscripts by Anne Vion, who is an historian, researcher, and a specialist of the Christian kingdom of Ethiopia during the medieval and modern periods. An hour later at 6 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, Aurelio and Natprem will share with us Savitri's Sola Song. Bridget from L'Avenir de Roville filled us up with some updates.
So as we were just speaking, the kind of hot topic at the moment is land protection. So we've been working on that at two levels, kind of an immediate level to try and stop what's happening at the moment, and then at another level to try and legally protect Oroville. So what's been happening in the last couple of days, Saro and Mr. Doshi has had a meeting with the Secretary of Urban and Housing Development in Chennai. That happened on Tuesday, to try and get his support really for the Oroville has been gazetted at central government to be the planning authority for all of the master plan area, but at state level it's not fully recognised yet. So there's a lot of work being done at the moment to try and get that established. On the particular sites that are being threatened at the moment, we have constant contact with the central town and planning authority department in Chennai and the local district office here in Vilippuram as well. And thanks to their cooperation, it's been possible to stop the work of the hotel development in the Dana site. That was because of an issue by the a document issued by the district town and country planning that actually stopped that in Vilippuram. So the TDC have now sent notice to the other four parties that basically have unauthorised development here in the master plan area, and that we intend to follow up with the local authorities in a similar way. And one of those, as we know, is with a local Tamil Oroviliyan on the Vikas Radial, which is quite difficult because that's the residential zone area, and that single house that's been built at the moment is a site that could, you know, provide housing for 50 or 100 people. So in that particular case, the Oroville Council, the Working Committee and L'Avenir have had a meeting with the person in question. The issue there seems to be that it's his wife is not a member of Oroville and his wife's family own the land. But, yeah, there's been quite a detailed meeting there where basically the meeting discussed, you know, what happens or what we step into when we step into Oroville. And they were trying to actually appeal to him as an Orovillian to reconsider. The other thing is we've done a 5-year development plan for Government of India, funding for various things. You mentioned the international zone, that would be one of them. Oroville needs a lot more infrastructure. We're working at the moment, you saw during the cyclone, all of the electrical cables came down with the trees. So now Oroville are looking to put the electricity underground. So if that happens again, yeah. So that's been, so we're working on the roads at the moment. The stretch of the Crown Road has been completed to Solar Kitchen, as we know. And then there's another stretch under execution now from the residential zone to the cultural zone. And the paving between Barrett Nevis and Savitri Bhavan, that's been
it's almost done, yeah.
Done as well. So now what we want to do in stages is to put the infrastructure in underground. Mm-hmm. So this will be the electrical cables, possibly I think there's ISBN lines going in there for computers and things as well. So that will be the next piece of work we're actually doing. And the completion of this stretch of roads will maybe also mean that we can start seriously looking at public transport as well.
Like a train, yeah, solo train.
Like, yeah, or even things for the moment like shuttle bus services, like more electric vehicles. Mm. In the next Government of India request, we put in for a public transport system of electric buses. Mm. So that now we have so much road and the last bits of it being developed, we can actually seriously look at things like that as well, you know, and maybe leave our bikes at home a little bit.
Matrimadi team informs us that on Oroville birthday, 28th of February, will be a meditation at the Matrimadi Amphitheatre with dawn fire starting at 5:15 a.m. Entrance by the second banyan gate only, and the gate opens at 4:30 a.m. And the next day on 29th, it will be morning meditation at the banyan tree from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and a meditative evening at the amphitheatre from 5 to 6 p.m. Chants and music by Nataka and Kopika. On Saturday 25th, at the visitor center will be night of pizza for La Piscine. While enjoying pizzas, we will help to support improvements of our beautiful swimming pool. Swarm team is inviting the community to participate in their 9th birthday celebration on 28th at 5 p.m. Still listening to the almost surprising emergence of their new sound station on the Future Inc., they are gathering and sharing with their team and families and friends some gifts of music. To do yoga, one of the most important things to achieve is to get rid of all attachment to the past. Let the past be past and concentrate only on the progress you want to make and the surrender to the divine you have to achieve. My blessings and help are always with you. With love, the Mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org. As we awake here and now.